Hello, this is Luke Halleck, Power Sorcerer. Today's date is September the 9th, 2023. Welcome to my She Who Knows podcast. This time, my thoughts from the road as I travel around in Europe. This is the audio version of my blog post of the same date. This one's called Living in the In-Between. I'm presently living abroad, moving from one country and one situation to another as I explore the next steps of my life. What coincides with the decision to leave my homeland and explore is my curiosity about what it means to live a life that is multidimensional. I began this year by asking what that term actually means. Ask and you shall receive, as we know, and the next thing I knew, I was being asked to leave my apartment in Vancouver, where I had lived for the previous 26 years. I asked myself, should I stay in Vancouver or leave and find out what else the world has to offer me? I decided to return to Europe as I did 30 years ago in 1993. I'm in the Highlands of Scotland at the moment and experiencing beautiful September weather. I'm enjoying it here. The people are wonderful and interesting. I'm safe and comfortable. Overall, I'm doing well. But some mornings, I wake feeling scared that I'm not doing enough to manifest the next steps for myself, in quotation marks. The fear morphs into guilt, which sits in my solar plexus and gnaws at me. It's a deeply familiar feeling, and I recognize that it shows up when I have an aversion to doing the things that look as though they're the only reasonable and responsible things for me to choose. If I go to others looking for support, out of deep compassion and goodwill, some of them try to make helpful suggestions about solutions and next steps that might make me feel more secure. Despite the love, kindness, and pragmatism with which these suggestions are made, and despite their usefulness, they often leave me feeling worse. So I ask myself, what gives here? What is really going on? I recently woke to these feelings and lay abed pondering them. Outside my window, there were heavy construction vehicles, or perhaps repair vehicles, which were backing up with their backup alarms, blaring beeps that could have woken the dead. With my ever-present radar for metaphor and symbolism, I asked myself what was backing up in my life that was heavy and required a warning. The answer appeared immediately: your way of thinking. I climbed out of bed and grabbed my journal and pen to continue the conversation with my higher self. Here's what I received from her and my team of guides. We see you. We value you. From our perspective, you're a great motivator, messenger, and harbinger of what is to come, what is the better option for the heads of the collective. You can see this when you orient at our level of perception for yourself. When you orient at the level of 3D, things feel to you as they do this morning. Each day, your choice is becoming clearer. Feel as you do now, or do the things you love with the people who feel shiny and interesting to you. Love them, love yourself, while raising your vibration, and live in the multidimensional field of the same existence. We suggest that if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. My intuition also speaks to me in yes-no language. I asked my team why my head immediately shakes no when I ask about or even contemplate creating promotional messages and materials for my work. They replied that I don't need them, as the elevated vibration will bring people to me. I should just do what feels right, good, and in the flow. I often watch clips of the Finnish comedian Ismo. I had just watched one of these clips when I was conversing with my guides. They said to me, he looks at life from a meta perspective. He is not cruel. Instead, he is curious as he observes the life and culture and beliefs around him. You have enjoyed him today, and by listening to him, you have raised your own energy vibration and hence the energy potential of all those connected to you. That is ultimately what gives your life purpose. Be content with that as a contribution today. I asked about working with a person with whom I was scheduled to meet that day. They suggested I be playful and allow work that was playful, Let it be agendaless, they said to me. Watch for what is already happening without effort, instead of pushing what does not flow. With these morsels of wisdom in mind, I created a sketch around the theme of trust. I recognize that it takes trust for me to live my life this way. Once I trust, there's no longer worry gnawing at my gut. Worry is like rubbing sandpaper over my day. It doesn't make it smoother, it makes it sore. Here's the sketch, which you'll find in my blog post. I'm not sure I understand all of it yet, but I'm sharing it with you in the hopes that it will mean something to you as well. There's a short poem that came to me at the same time. As I was writing it, a funeral cortege went by outside the open window of the cafe in which I was enjoying a cool drink on a hot day. Most of the cortege was a loud, rumbling string of leather-clad motorcyclists. It was oddly stirring to watch. I think I could feel the respect and love they had for the person who had died. Perhaps it showed through their presence on their polished, gleaming bikes in a language that perhaps the deceased would have best understood. So here are the thoughts to go with my diagram for trust. And the diagram is an umbrella. And right above the umbrella is my soul or my higher self. And then there's what looks like could be rain of some kind, I'm sure metaphorical, that I have labeled clearing or a boundary. And then one of the spokes of the umbrella is the spoke of trust. And dangling off the end of that spoke is a little heart, red heart. The handle or the post part of the umbrella is labeled grounding. And the hook at the bottom of the handle, I have labeled tether. So we'll see if that unfolds for itself over the next few weeks and if I can figure out what it all means. So here's the poem. Sweeping loads of love produce the structure of trust, which fosters peace. Peace can be the fecund soil for creativity. Creativity moves us to speak to the divine voice of our souls. Soul conversations guide our curiosity, which turn the wheels of action. The action that leads us to pleasure, which leads us to share. Sharing is the true basis of abundance. And that's my blog post from the road on this 9th day of September 2023. Please feel free to leave your comments below. I always read them and respond to them. They're always interesting to me. And maybe you know more about this topic than I do, or maybe you have your own experiences that would add some enlightenment to mine and to everybody else who's reading this at the same time as you are. And until next time, remember, you too can speak intuition.